It's Wednesday, April 5th.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. Here's Jay Moran.
The Erie County Legislature will now review the complex $1.56 billion agreement to build a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz announced Tuesday that documents and contracts have been signed and delivered to lawmakers who have now up to 30 days to complete the review. A construction agreement, a non-relocation agreement, and the actual 30-year lease for the new stadium are among the document package. Public hearings are expected to be part of that review process. Law enforcement officials are now investigating another series of swatting incidents at schools in New York State, including Lewiston Porter High School. A generic bomb threat was reportedly emailed to nearly 50 school districts yesterday. Students are not in class this week in Lewiston Porter. Last Thursday, Lockport High School and South Park High School were among the schools that dealt with swatting. And once again, the Rochester-based Wegmans Company, with a large Buffalo presence, has been found to be one of the Fortune 100 best companies to work for. This is Wegmans' 26th time on the annual list, finishing at number 4 overall. The process includes anonymous survey responses of more than a half million employees from Great Place to Work certified companies with at least 1,000 workers. Competing companies also submitted essays outlining efforts to offer generous and innovative support for workers. Medi University is merging with Trocare College. The Buffalo News reports the development was announced by Medi's interim president, Dr. Lori Quigley, during her State of the University address. Pending approval from academic sanctioning agencies on July 31st, the merged institution will be known as Trocare College, and moving forward, all graduating students will receive Trocare diplomas. Housing on the current Medi campus will be available to Trocare students. Trustees of the two colleges reportedly began discussing a cooperative agreement in October of 2021. A 39-year-old Buffalo man is being charged with a January murder on East Ferry Street. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, Lewis Goforth was arraigned on one count of murder in the second degree in the shooting death of 39-year-old Mario Sadler in the early morning hours of January 22nd. Goforth was being held without bail. He's also charged with one count of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree. And new security measures are being implemented at Club Marcella on Michigan Street after two shooting incidents earlier this year wounded three people and killed a patron. Club owners posted on Instagram that they have installed a 9-foot fence around the property and that they're going to add armed security guards who will pat down patrons twice upon entering. High-definition security cameras and metal detectors are also being installed. In February, 21-year-old Jorge Garcia Leon was fatally wounded inside the club. All's quiet right now at the state capitol now that lawmakers have left for the spring holidays despite not completing a state budget by April 1st. As WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, differences over whether to once again change New York's bail reform laws continue to simmer.
Governor Kathy Hochul held up the budget for 9 days last year to successfully win changes to the state's 2019 bail reform laws. The laws, which ended many forms of cash bail, have been controversial. Supporters say it prevents lengthy stays in jail for people who are accused of minor crimes but can't afford to post bail. But opponents say the laws have been a factor in the crime spike that began during the pandemic. They say they should be fully repealed. Hochul has tried to walk a middle line, saying the law does improve things for those accused of misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. But she says the laws need to be further revised to give judges more discretion to set bail when someone is charged with more serious crimes. Hochul, in an interview with public radio in late March, said she wants to get rid of the requirement that judges must use the least restrictive means when deciding whether to set bail for someone accused of a felony.
I'm working hard to have policies that make sense, to give clarity to judges so there's no inconsistency, that we deal with the serious offenses. And this is what New Yorkers want us to do.
Hochul has public opinion polls on her side, along with the aid of a political action committee partly funded by billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg, which is running ads supporting the governor's proposals.
9 out of 10 New Yorkers agree crime is a serious problem. People want the bail laws fixed and action on public safety.
So far, Democrats who lead both houses of the legislature have not been swayed. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he and his members are reluctant to once again change the bail reform laws because they don't believe that the data shows that bail reform has contributed to the crime spike. He points to a John Jay College study that found the law was working and reduced recidivism rates for those accused of misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. And Hastie says while other states have given judges more power to determine whether an accused person presents a danger to themselves or others, they have not seen a corresponding reduction in crime.
Our next door neighbor in New Jersey, their index crimes are up. They have a dangerousness standard. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the difficulty that you have in trying to deal with a perception problem when the data is up all across the nation, even in states, like I said, that have a dangerousness standard, they have pretrial detention. None of those things have been able to solve the issue of crime going down.
The speaker acknowledges, though, that a public perception that things are less safe is real and needs to be addressed. But he says bail reform has been made the scapegoat. Senate Republican Minority Leader Robert Ort backs Hochul's proposal, but wishes it went further. He says instead of arguing about the root causes for the crime spike, Democratic lawmakers should ask themselves if the current bail laws are making things safer.
Are these laws making New Yorkers more safe? Are we helping with the spike in crime? Is it contributing to it? Or is it just adding to the chaos, another log on the fire?
Ort, who has held office for 8 years, says he's never seen the budget process lag this far behind. And he says many key issues, including how much the total spending should be and how to pay for it, have yet to be addressed.
The first time I can ever remember getting to this date with really just absolutely no clarity on a state budget, even a framework.
Also unresolved is the question of whether to raise taxes to finance the spending. Ort and Hochul oppose raising taxes on the rich. Democrats in the Senate and Assembly back an increase. Ort says this year's budget process harkens back to earlier decades when state budgets were often weeks or even months late. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.